It's time for another dose of digital dissemination from Dr. Dave. Right here, right now, on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. To consult with Dr. Dave, there's no appointment necessary. Just call 1-866-821-8255. That's 1-866-821-TALK.
Oh man, the best topic and conversation in the whole show. As far as I'm concerned,
5secondsurvival.com. That's all I'm going to say.
Violence. Violence. Violence, violence, violence. I'm sorry. I know it doesn't say much good for me, but I am a huge fan of violence.
We can tell. That's why you don't like the NFL anymore.
Yeah. It's just Wimp City. You're right. How did you bring that up? You did that on purpose.
No. Stop. We'll cover that in the next hour. I don't want to do it this hour. You have too many technical, high-tech, computer and high-tech related questions and concerns and issues to solve.
Yes, I do.
Before we talk about football and violence.
Very concerned.
Yes.
Very concerned. Hey, you know what? I want to get one of the things that happens with, and it's really become a ubiquitous issue, is the amount of data that we have. And, you know, we could get into this in a pretty deep philosophical sort of way. And I don't really want to do that. Although I think it's really, really super important. I think we are distracted by data. We are data hoarders. And we don't realize that it actually gets in the way of us. We're actually tripping over it. And it's a real negative when it starts to take over your life, and it's taken over our lives. It's that old cliche, you know, data. Let me see if I can get this right. Data is not necessarily information. Information is not necessarily knowledge. Knowledge is not necessarily wisdom. Mm-hmm. And we get stuck at the data, and we think, okay, we've got, you know, 2 terabytes of data, so we have a lot of knowledge and wisdom, and we got none. And I'll tell you, you know, again, you know, I'm the king of tangents here, you know, we've talked a lot recently about the concerns with the NSA and the CIA and the IRS and all these organizations just really doing overwhelming amounts of data mining. And if there's a silver lining to that, they're falling into the trap too. That there's only, I don't care how many trillions of dollars you have. It isn't a dollar amount. It isn't a technology question. It is a people question. If you confuse data for information for knowledge, and knowledge for wisdom, you're done. And so if there's a silver lining, that's it. Is that they can fall into the same trap we can fall into. But part of that, kind of being overwhelmed with data, one aspect of it is our email. I don't know anybody. Although I think people have gotten a little bit better at it. I mean, one of the reasons is because they're Facebooking and Twittering more. But I think over the last couple of years, people have gotten a little better at dealing with their email. But particularly in business situations, you know, you want to manage your emails wisely. You want to keep what you need to keep. You want to do it in as transparent and as easy and effortless a way as you possibly can. And nobody seems to really have a good, well, I won't say nobody, but most of us don't have a good grasp on that. We kind of struggle with managing the emails, particularly if we have a lot of them. And again, like I said, a business situation, a lot of times the storage and archiving and searching of that is a big issue. There's a great application, the home version of which, to be honest with you, for most of us, even in small business, is enough, called MailStore. Huge fan. You know, I talked about how I moved, again, just as a sort of a real world, where the rubber meets the road sort of test, moving solely out of Ubuntu, solely into Windows 8.1 and seeing just how, you know, how well I could manage what I needed to manage and run my life and my business on that platform. And the big part of the fun of going back was not so much Windows, but just a couple of the key applications that I used in Windows that I couldn't use easily and well on Linux. Talked about Chaos Software's Intellect. One of the others is MailStore, because it archives the mail, huge gobs of it, very efficiently, allows me to go back and search that mail very efficiently. And one of the key points about this that's so nice, well, there's two. Number one, it's not in the cloud. For me, that's a benefit, and I'll tell you why. There is an expectation, and this has actually been confirmed in court, there's an expectation of privacy on my machine. Now, besides the fact that I encrypt and I secure pretty well, if somebody, including the NSA, were to want this data, they would have to go to court and get a subpoena. Or they'd hire a crook, or, you know, I'm presuming. I mean, I watch TV, so I'm assuming they do it exactly like they do it on TV. You know, they'll have their operative come in and steal the laptop when nobody's home. But I remain in control of it, not in control by a third party. No need to broadcast back and forth. When I do a search, I don't have to get on the internet and do a search in the cloud. Which, you know, I realize that we've kind of come full circle back to that sort of mainframe computer room, you know, although most of us don't go back in age long enough to understand this or to have experienced it, you know, but in the old days, prior to the PC revolution, everything was in the cloud. And you sat at a dump terminal with green letters on it and a black background, and typed in your data and got your reports and did your stuff, and the way things worked and the applications that you had access to and the way things were set up and the way things looked was all decided by the idiots in the computer room. And we're kind of going back to that now, and of course, you know, there's some benefits to that. A lot of the management headache and stuff we don't have to worry about. But the negative is it's in control. It's in someone else's control somewhere else that you don't know. Are they doing a good job? They may or may not be. You don't know. In this situation with MailStore, I know if I'm doing a bad job or not. I have access to it here, whether the internet's up or down. It's super fast, super reliable, and one of the best things, of course, we talk about it all the time, the home version of MailStore, it's MailStore Home 8, is absolutely free. And I'll tell you, I just love it. Between MailStore and Intellect is my personal information manager. Database, tasks, calendar, email, like Outlook. MailStore is my archiving and searching and managing of the older emails. They work very well together, and it's just really, literally a joy to use. I can't think of a negative.
Uh-oh, sounds like we're going to have a new sponsor commercial
between MailStore.com.
Is it .com?
Well, no, it's MailStore. What's the website?
Give the URL so we'll have that on.
I don't know what the URL is. I forgot. I downloaded it. I forgot.
So we'll have to hit them up and say, hey.
I just use it every day.
Come on board.
But it's a great application. Easy to use. Easy to set up. MailStore.com.
Hey, look at that.
Yeah.
That was a good guess.
Yeah. Now, they do have, for organizations, bigger companies, you know, where you've got multiple people, you've got legal archiving requirements. They do have MailStore Server, where you have it in-house, shared amongst a bunch of users. Not free, of course. Much more capable in terms of multiple users. And in a multi-user business environment, that's how you'd want to go. But for individuals managing their own emails, boy, tough to beat the free version. We'll be back. More of Computer Talk with Dave Mason right after this.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Available live, online, every week, or browse the show archives anytime at DaveMason.com.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life.
I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.